This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Georgia today, archaeologists announced a major Civil War discovery: buttons, coins, and other everyday objects left behind by Union prisoners. They and their Confederate captors were fleeing Camp Lawton as General Sherman marched toward the sea. The old prison camp is in Millen, about 4 hours southeast of Atlanta, and it's now under tight security. But today, Ricky Bevington of Georgia Public Broadcasting got a look.
Walking through tall grass by one of the fish ponds at the Beau Ginn National Fish Hatchery, there are some administrative buildings and a few uniformed rangers. But running right through the middle here of a driveway is a brand new 8-foot-high chain-link fence topped by barbed wire. It's protecting one of the most important Civil War finds in decades.
We are most likely standing just inside the stockade wall, and I have found artifacts within about 20 feet of where we're standing.
Kevin Chapman oversees a team of student archaeologists from Georgia Southern University. Several months ago, they were on an exploratory dig and discovered this ground is where 10,000 Union prisoners lived over 6 weeks in late 1864. There are buttons, buckles, a tourniquet, jewelry, and coins likely left by members of an Ohio regiment. At least one of the items is unique among Civil War artifacts, a modified white clay pipe.
And the soldier, having the stem that didn't have a bowl on it to smoke his tobacco, improvised a bowl onto the end of the pipe stem by melting down lead bullets, mini balls or musket balls.
A Civil War pipe can go for hundreds of dollars on eBay. But historian John Durden says these artifacts are priceless because they paint an unbiased, first-hand picture of Civil War prison life. Written accounts tend to focus on Georgia's other, more notorious camp, where 13,000 Union men died at Andersonville.
Most sources deal with Andersonville. Even POWs who were here, most of them had been at Andersonville. But when they wrote their books, what the people wanted to hear about was Andersonville. So there's not as many written sources for this camp.
Historians now hope to find new sources of information from Camp Lawton. So far, less than 1% of the site is excavated, leaving many stories still to be taken from the earth. For NPR News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Waynesboro, Georgia.